the protest in front of the White House. This is the time of the AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee's annual convention. They are the strongest pro-Israel lobbying group in the United States. They have enormous influence in Congress. In fact, usually about 75% of the members of Congress attend the convention and basically bow down to AIPAC. They want money. They're afraid that AIPAC could hurt them by funding their opponent in their congressional race if they don't kowtow to the AIPAC line in support of Israel. And it's a real shame, and a lot of people are getting sick of it, because it's the relationship between Israel and the United States really is one of the causes of the rise of all the turmoil in the Middle East. You know, Arab countries see that America speaks about, values such as freedom and democracy, and then it supports some of the worst offenders of freedom and democracy. And when it comes to the treatment of the Palestinian people, Israel is a real human rights abuser and offender. And one of the things in the article that I just read that Press TV put out, Americans take the streets to protest against the Israeli regime, is how some rabbis who are attending the AIPAC convention are upset with Donald Trump, and they're saying that he's bigoted and that they don't encourage bigotry. And what's so hypocritical about this is whether or not Trump is bigoted is actually beside the question, really, because by making sure that the American Congress and college campuses, which AIPAC and its affiliates are working with to make sure that criticism of Israel is prevented, as well as state legislatures, where there are numerous bills that are pending in over 30 U.S. states that would basically outlaw the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. What these people who condemn bigotry are doing is supporting Israeli bigotry. They're making it impossible for there to be peace between Israel and the Palestinians, and they're making it possible for Israel to continue its ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people and to continue depriving Palestinians of the most basic of civil rights. In short, they are defending Israel, which is one of the greatest segregationist nations in the world and one of the most bigoted, and they are defending Israel and saying that they themselves are not bigoted. But without their support for Israel, Israel's bigotry could not achieve the gains that it has achieved at the expense of the Palestinian people. So this is it's good to see that there are demonstrations. Unfortunately, they're rather small in comparison to the numbers of people in the orbit of AIPAC. And we see now that the U.S. Congress is now has a bill before it, I understand, that also criminalizes, or at least penalizes, companies and individuals who support the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. It's okay to sanction North Korea, Iraq, Iran, Cuba, but it's not okay to sanction Israel, even if Israel is as big or worse an offender than any of those countries. And that's the bottom line. It's American hypocrisy because of money and influence.